We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That common good is defecating on Chris Paul and making sure he and the Houston Rockets don't have the glory of saying, yeah, we played in that final game ever at Oracle. We shut that place down. That does not happen. That does not happen to a dynasty. You have to play a role in this tonight. You got to be loud. I'm okay if you don't want to put the t-shirt on. I understand people spend a lot of money on jerseys. I understand the t-shirt might not be for you. Fine. Make noise. Make it uncomfortable for the Rockets. The second they start complaining about a foul, start screaming. Every time Chris Paul touches the rock, start booing. Every time KD drains a bucket, chant MVP. Who knows? Maybe you convince him to stay. Every time Steph knocks down a bucket, start chanting MVP. Every time Klay knocks down a bucket, start chanting MVP. Cheer him on. Play a role tonight. This is not Cirque du Soleil. This is not Avengers. You're not going to sit there and be entertained by someone else. Play a role in the game tonight. Let the people know that Oracle still can make some noise, right? Place ain't feared.
No.
We had Seth Payne and Mike Meltzer from Houston Radio on this morning. They said flat out, that place ain't dangerous anymore. That place ain't hostile. It's not a tough place to go in and steal a win. Clippers showed that. Take it back.
Yeah.
Take back the narrative.
And there's nothing better than going to work after having been at a Warrior playoff game when everyone knows you were there. You got the t-shirt on that you didn't take off, by the way, from last night. You got to the Warrior game. You put it on. You go ahead and go to sleep in that shirt. You're so jazzed. You wake up. You go to work still wearing the Warrior shirt. We had both of our guys behind the glass do that very thing after game two. And you show up hoarse to work. People know that you were a big part of what took place as the Warriors get right here in the series tonight.
Nice job indirectly calling out Nice Guy and Cody for not changing shirts between one night to the next.
Well, I know it's an applause. It's a badge of honor. I mean, the fact that they probably didn't shower nor use deodorizing products, that's on them. But it's the team spirit I'm trying to highlight here, Joe. Attaboy, Code. Off you go into your next career. Never mind.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. I just figured that was a way to bring that in from Animal House.
That brought that home for me, for the older members of the audience.
All right, let's open them up. Brian in Palo Alto. Brian, welcome to the show. Great to have you on. Your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, it's just everyone's so tense, man. It's like stressful, but, you know, I think
generally game five, it's not Wimbledon.
People should appreciate this has been an incredible run, right? It's been like, you know, we're playing with house money, quite frankly. It's probably coming to an end. And, you know, the reason why, you know, I think it's coming to an end, whether it's against Houston or Milwaukee, is they got five players, right? They have five players, and the second any of those five players, one of them comes off the court, they start hemorrhaging, right? And so, you know, I think ultimately when you look at, the most important event that happened in this run that resulted in the end of the run was when Jerry West left, in my opinion. Bob Myers has had a pretty bad two-year run as GM. You look at this bench, they don't have a single guy on their bench they can rely on. And, you know, I think ultimately that tells the tale. And I think when you look at Klay, I do think Klay will come back, but I don't think it's as much of a no-brainer because he has to compare, you know, the ability to win versus, you know, whatever he's looking at versus the Warriors. If KD leaves, like, it's not...
All right, hang up on this guy. That's enough. That's enough. How much time do you want to bring the entire world down?
Seriously.
Buck up, son. Buck up. What's wrong with you? It's loser talk, first and foremost. You got to be kidding me with that. Today's a hype show day. We have like four or five of these a year.
A nap show?
Well, yeah, Bob Myers hasn't done a great job. Right.
What do you want Bob Myers to do besides win championships? Because I'm pretty sure he's won championships the last 2 years.
Well, the bench isn't that good.
There's a salary cap. What more do you want? This isn't baseball. You got Durant out there. You got Klay. You got Draymond. You got Steph. What more do you want? Andre's making $17 million. He's well compensated. What more do you want? Who do you want coming off the bench? LeBron? Let's go get LeBron and Lillard and Paul George to come off the bench next year. This isn't Team USA.
They didn't even try to get Anthony Davis before the deadline, Joe. They didn't even try.
Bob's really been Bob's really losing his step. I mean, how did you not get Kemba Walker at the deadline?
Sitting on his hands, Joe.
Could have used his bench points right now. You know, how Kawhi just ends up in Toronto. Right. You don't even get involved. You don't even call the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, Bob's really sleeping on everything right now. What's he done the last 2 years? He's won championships. Isn't that really all there is?
He flew.
That literally is above that.
Yeah, I guess would be winning the Worlds if there was such a thing.
Yeah.
The Champions League, if they had such a thing. He flew Larry Harris to Australia to bring in an insurance policy that, oh, by the way, they now need.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
You know how much that round trip costs?
Well, if Europe $7,000 for first class, I can only imagine that going down under, it's got to be 10 plus.
It took me 2 months to get reimbursed from a dinner we had in Vegas at the Summer League last year.
Yeah.
It took me 2 months to get reimbursed for that.
Wow.
2 months.
That was a nice dinner, by the way. Thanks for picking that up.
He's probably, you're welcome. He had the fish at a steakhouse. It's not like it was a big favor on my behalf.
You know what? The late flag, but
no, not a flag.
We want to get calls right here.
Not a flag. Flag on who?
On me, fish in a steakhouse.
You don't eat meat.
I should have just had salad, Coach. Fish was like $38.
Fish
is definitely acceptable. Yeah. You're being too hard on yourself.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, take the flag back. There's no flag there.
There's no flag.
It's not acceptable if you're not a vegetarian.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
If you went there and ordered fish and you enjoy meat, that would be unacceptable.
Yes.
Also, what's unacceptable is that was a team dinner and someone in the group, I'm not going to mention who, couldn't be bothered with joining us. That's 15. Too busy.
I said Ellis Island.
Playing blackjack at Ellis Island with the homeless
the
swindlers. Yes.
I got a good little T-bone they served me.
Yeah, we got a suggestion here. Here's how Bob could have done a better job. Trade Jordan Bell for Larry Bird.
Yeah,
get Steinmetz in.
Right.
They should have brought back Larry Bird. Also, Jordan clearly doesn't have anything going on. Maybe the Dream could come off the bench to play a little defense. We need some rim protection. You know what someone needs to do, honestly? Can someone please take a toaster to Oracle tonight and show it to Clay?
Oh, that's right.
Can we get a toaster there? Does anyone not realize the significance of the toaster? Was that 2 years ago with the toaster? Right. Was that kid's name Ronnie? I think we even had him on the phone.
We did.
He had Clay sign the toaster. Clay went red hot after that. Can someone please break out a toaster at Oracle tonight? Now, granted, the Warriors are not going to let you in the building with a toaster. It would be ludicrous. But can someone from the Warriors have a toaster down on the court before the game? Is that asking too much? Right. Is there not a toaster in that building? Right. Someone has to make toast somewhere, right? A bagel,
you
perhaps?
Would think so.
Maybe they have a toaster oven there, you know? They probably...
No, that's not. It's got to be an actual toaster.
That would
not
be the reason they didn't have a toaster.
This show always does this. Well, why not just, get them a highball glass? That would be fine. No,
did you said, the equipment guy over there, call the equipment guy, say, put a toaster on Clay's locker, and he'll just laugh, and there we go.
Someone bother Raymond Ritter right now. He's a very busy man. Bother him right now.
Raymond, he's listening to the show.
I will give out his email address to everybody right now if I need to. Somebody get a toaster onto the court. At least Clay will look at that and probably laugh, right? Break the ice. All right. A bit much there. A bit much. Like Randy Quaid in Major League 2 after he yells at Rick Vaughn. He goes, whoa. He really let it get away from him. Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank brought you all those wild takes. Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Your calls. We are bringing you onto the show next. Greg Anthony's going to join us. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right. Thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Tycon. Warriors and Rockets tied at 2 apiece with the series shifting back to Oakland tonight. Andre Iguodala is listed as probable after hyperextending his knee. There's reportedly no structural damage in the knee, and the expectation is that Andre will play tonight. But Sean Livingston is listed as questionable with left hip soreness, and Kevin Durant is banged up with elbow issues. But how concerning are the injuries? Should there be a change in the starting lineup? Well, Joe Lo and Dibs will ask Turner Sports NBA analyst Greg Anthony at 8:30. Game 5 coverage starts with Warriors Live at 6. Tip-off at 7:30 right here on the home for Warriors basketball, 95.7 the game. And it is a hype show, the final season at Oracle, but we do not want tonight to be the final game in Oakland. So Dub Nation, show up and get loud. And a reminder that the Warriors and A's both have home games tonight, so make sure you get out there early. And speaking of the A's, Mike Fiers threw his second career no-hitter, the 300th in MLB history. Also tonight, Game 7, Sharks and Avalanche. Still to come, Bogut or Iguodala, who do you start? The guys will talk about it. For now, Amanda Kugadagi's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Make plans now to attend the world's largest entrepreneurship conference, TICON 2019, this Friday through Saturday. TICON keynote speakers include Zoom CEO Eric Yuan, self-made woman billionaire Jayshree Yu Lau. To learn more, go to TICON.org. That's TICON.org.
It's Game Day on 95.7 The Game. Joe Lo and Dibs preview Game 5 with TNT broadcaster Greg Anthony at 8:30 and NBA insider Chris Haynes at 9:30. Then our Game 5 coverage starts with Warriors Live at 6. Tip off at 7:30 on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7. The Game.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life. Today, try taking a walk at lunch to someplace you've never been. You could also change your life by getting to know your local Geico agent so you could save on more than just car insurance. Oh, and since you'll be walking somewhere new, please bring a GPS so we don't have to come find you.
Did you know that when you give blood with Stanford Blood Center, you're not only helping local patients today, but you may also be contributing to medical research that will benefit the patients of tomorrow? Stanford Blood Center helps to supply researchers with products they need to discover the causes, prevention, and treatment of illnesses like leukemia, lymphoma, and sickle cell disease. So each time you donate blood with Stanford Blood Center, not only will you save lives, you could be part of the cure. Visit StanfordBloodCenter.org to make your appointment.
Are you ready for a good time?
The star of Comedy Central's Daily Show is coming live, Trevor Noah.
He eats here. He sleeps here. I'm like, does he know we're here? You can touch anything.
Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour. Saturday, December 7th, the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Can we take a selfie? Are you on Instagram? I'll just put hashtag the map.
Hashtag Loud and Clear Tour.
If you order food for work meetings, you know that reliability is everything. That's why sales reps, admins, and business pros trust EasyCater.com. With EasyCater, you can find reliable local restaurants, check ratings, and order online. EasyCater's five-star customer service team always has your back 24/7. They track every order and make sure your food arrives on time. For your next meeting, go to EasyCater.com or download the app. EasyCater. Business catering made easy.
This spring, get the amazing iPhone XR on us when you bring your family to T-Mobile and trade in your old device. Because whether you have mom, dad, or the next family grad on your mind, it's a gift that's bold, brilliant, and awesome. Even if you want to keep it for yourself. Most importantly, it's on us in six vibrant colors. Plus, with unlimited everything from T-Mobile, the amazing iPhone XR will have everyone snapping, streaming, and sharing to their heart's content all year long. But don't wait. It's only for a limited time. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile and get iPhone XR on us.
If congested, customers using more than 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds due to prioritization. Video at 480p via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax. Qualifying trade-in, service, two or more lines and finance agreement required. Contact us before canceling or credit stop and remaining balance due. 64 gigabytes zero down plus $31.25 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $749.99, 0% APR, one offer per account.
Extra Mile presents the exploits of Extra Man.
What's up?
In today's episode, Extra Man discovers a tear in the space-time continuum.
It's okay. Some duct tape will fix that right up.
But now, Extra Man finds himself trapped somewhere in the hunger vortex between breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner, and dinner.
My hunger knows no bounds.
So how will Extra Man deal with this perpetual state of hunger?
Quick and easy. Run by Extra Mile convenience store at Chevron, grab some jerky, hot dog, taquitos, maybe a salad or fresh fruit, because it's always time for...
Extra Mile. Extras every day at select Chevron locations.
That's the sound of a new can of Benjamin Moore paint. That's the sound of a perfect front porch restoration with a few coats of the right stuff. That's the sound of your clients being so pleased with their contractor they send you a bottle of wine. The sound of doing an excellent job painting someone's cabinets. So they refer you to four of their friends. Any job you have, covered. That's what you get with Benjamin Moore.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
For meaningful Mother's Day gifts with diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and cultured pearls in every price range, shop at Shane Company and Shaneco.com.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Just gotta let this one go. Just let it go, baby. Wu-Tang Wednesday. Joe Lowendibs, 95.7 The Game. It's official. It's a hype show. We do about 4 or 5 of these a year. We got a game 5 tonight. We also have a game 7. Shout out to Sharks, -140 favorites. All the Sharks do is play game 7. You win tonight, you get the t-shirt. All we do is win game 7.
Wake me when it's game 7, basically, is the way that works, yeah. You know? The way they came back against Vegas and then did it in 7. Tonight against Colorado in 7, a chance to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Pretty exciting.
It only matters if it's game 7. There are a variety of t-shirts. Yeah, I love that. Wake me when it's game 7.
The goalie asleep in the crease.
Shout out to the Sharks. Shout out to the Oakland A's and Mike Fiers for his second no-hitter last night, the 300th no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. Who says the balls are juiced? Not Mike Fiers. He'll go ahead. If you're not careful, he'll shut you down. Now, smart thing to do probably today is to bet Cincinnati because, you know, you get no hit, you're going to show up the next day. But what do I know? I've lost like 50 in a row in this stupid bet 162 thing. So more of that coming up probably at the end of the show. We'll give it about 10 seconds as I pick the next loser. But if you're fading me, you're making quite a bit of money. Fading ball is a hashtag. It is out there. I'm not saying I started it, but I did try to get ahead of this thing. If it's going to be a negative narrative, you're damn sure I'm going to be controlling that negative narrative.
Got to.
All right. Phones are open. Warrior playoff coverage, as always, on 95.7 The Game is presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Greg Anthony is going to join us in a few moments. Let's get some people involved. But before we do that, we have an update on Andre Iguodala, the hyperextended left knee, Shams Charania. Am I saying that right?
Close enough.
Ballpark.
I think it's Charania. It's a soft sh.
Shams Charania?
I think so.
You think that's the way? I'll go with that.
Yeah, it's close enough. He's so young.
Are you even?
No, I'm right.
Are you just saying things?
No, I'm saying it. That's what I firmly believe.
Shams Charania.
Correct.
Thank you. I appreciate that. He's from The Athletic. He has the update. It's right here.
So Iguodala hurt his knee, in the previous game. I'm told there's no structural damage in that injured knee, and the expectation is that he will be able to play in Game 5.
That's good. That ends abruptly. Probably should have listened to that in advance so I was prepared for the abrupt ending. But regardless, no structural damage. That's key. Structure is everything in life, as you know.
No question. So it's good to know that Andre, there's no structural damage. So he's questionable. He's going to be probably going to a game time decision. He'll probably do it. The guy's going to go for what? Hold back for what? This is the series that he's needed. This series more than the next against Denver. So you got to go ahead and roll the dice and get out there and play the Hamptons 5 and make it happen. Definitely, Steve Kerr needs to have him on a pitch count. Daniel, make sure that you got other guys ready to go. Get guys' mindset that, hey, look, one of our brothers is a little injured. We're going to play him, but guys got to step up and play. When he's out, guys got to step up and they got to play
well.
What
do you do with the hyperextension? Obviously, no structural damage, as Joe said, or as Shams said in there as well. What's the short-term treatment in order to kind of calm that thing down so we can play at the best?
Amputate, make a play. No excuses. Well, it's game 5.
There is that approach.
That's pretty extreme.
Chop and play. Chop and play approach.
My suggestion's out there.
Yeah.
We have so far.
What are you going to call him, Eileen? Because you're going to have only one. The guy's going to, you know he's icing. You know
good.
The guy. He's
glad it wasn't the big applause.
He's icing for sure. The guy's going to, he's going to wear a brace. Wouldn't be for sure. I don't know, Daniel, if you see it taped.
Buddy tape to the other leg.
No, it's not buddy tape, but what you do is kind of you go around it so it won't let it extend all the way. So
Scotch, masking, duck?
Oh, no.
Packing?
It's the white tape they use, Joe, the stretch tape. the medical tape, but you want to make sure that he have a brace. You don't want him to be able to extend all the way out because you want to keep it some kind of restriction for it just won't hyperextend it anymore. So they'll do things. He'll be fine. The guy's
amputate if need be. I stand by that.
Yeah.
I stand by that. You can make a play.
That's a lot of hopping on one leg, though.
Make a play. It's the playoffs. What do you want? That's a take for you. $17 million. you should be able to play with one leg.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
Chilton Autobody text line 925. Amputate. Then get him a job at IHOP. Interesting.
Somehow that is a text of the day nominee.
Low threshold. Yeah. Low threshold as usual. Dre, Central California. Dre, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. Floor is yours. Fire away.
Hey, guys. There's no way Clay is going to stay in this slump. He's jumping out tonight. He's going to score over 20. Curry's going to do 30 again. Durant's going to do his thing. This is not the last game at Oracle. I'm coming from Lemoore. My daughter's graduating from Lowe's High School. Bo graduated from.
Congratulations. Sorry to hear that.
Ticket as a graduation present. There's no way that's happening to us up there. And unlike Lowe, these two residents from Lemoore never wavered in their belief in the Dubs this year, winning it all.
Greatest.
See you guys there.
Phone call.
Thank you, Dre.
Ever. Dre, that's what I like. Coming all the way up from Lemoore to support the Warriors tonight. Congratulations on your daughter's graduation. That is a wonderful graduation gift and a shot at Lowe on the way out the door.
Dre, this is for you.
Yeah. MVP. MVP, most valuable caller.
First he's from Lemoore, you got the, and then all of a sudden he gives a shot, you know, a hard.
You know why,
I'll
though?
Admit, I was quick to jump on him when he said Lemoore, but I understand
it's
the error
because,
of my ways.
And he's done something, Joe, that we aren't used to from people from Lemoore, and that's never wavering. He is ride or die with this Golden State Warrior team.
What am
he's
I wavering about, Coach?
Clay's going to go. They can't win without Boogie. KD is gone. This dynasty's over.
I was under the impression all this time that Lemoore was just a giant racetrack with cars going backwards.
We have the largest wave park in the world.
The Kelly Slater thing.
Yes.
I've seen that. Not in person. It looks cool.
Do you have that in Philly?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, you just keep eating your Philly cheesesteaks.
I'm from Allentown.
I don't care,
Put some
Joseph.
Respect on it, son.
Stop.
Put some speck on his town.
And for
I
you?
I don't say you're from
Hanford.
Boise. Yeah,
Visalia.
You guys always
Madera.
He was born in Hanford. There's only one hospital servicing millions of people down there.
And it also actually doubles
like
as the it doubles as the vet, too, if you don't know.
We get a call, and this
had
is
an
animal baby. Who cares?
How many births today? Well, 7 calves, 4 pigs, and low.
Anna, this is how you want to do. Good morning.
Yeah. Come to
Top rope. Jump in, top rope. The water's nice.
Oh, man. This is what they call content. This is rock solid content.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Here.
Greg Anthony in five minutes.
Tough spot to be in if you're low.
Oh, my God. You guys just turned in there. It's so interesting. Sometimes you guys got to go home and just listen to the show. And it's just crazy how you guys just turned in there. That was just a call, a shot. Gave me a shot, and you guys just friggin' jumped on it, took it to, you guys took it to a bad place.
We took it too far.
Too far. Way too far.
Fun fact, 510, Chilton Autobody text line, Lemoore has the largest sewage facility in California. Is that true?
I don't know about that. I'm going to tell
you. Research time.
The fact that you're not refuting it makes me believe that it's 100% true.
No. Don't listen to this guy.
We scored it. It's a text of the day nominee.
I gave you an opportunity to say something.
I said, I don't know about that because I don't think so.
Seems like something you'd know if you were from Lemoore.
And did the text say is or has?
That's 510. Why are you going to believe?
Lemoore has the largest sewage facilities in California.
If you read it as is, it reads a little bit better.
Lemoore is largest sewage facility in California.
The old is has conundrum, Coach. Sometimes one little word
We do not. I mean. And it's a 510. The guy is out of his mind. We don't.
Okay,
have
LA
the
City Sanitation offers
it's
the largest.
Lemoore's way
one.
Smaller. It's not even. Why'd you even have to look at it? Of course. That's why I was like, no, I don't.
Wait,
think
what? I didn't hear what she said.
Why would Lemoore? It's a small town. Why would it have the even close
it's
to
the. LA City Sanitation operates the largest wastewater collection system in the U.S. So, not the largest in California. Probably going to be up there, though.
It's not going to be, and for you to even probably going to be able to, it won't even be up there. It's based on population. What are you thinking, Anna? Come on, you guys use your hat. You guys got to use your head besides the hat rack.
That's a pretty good comeback on your behalf, I will say that.
I was coming.
I will say that.
I was coming.
Round I still tend to lean towards the unknown person on the text line.
510.
For some reason, I find myself siding with
the text line.
It's a city slicker. Look what Eric Cody was. 510. He's just being
from
funny.
From the 408. Seven calves, four pigs, and low. That's a new drop.
Thank you. Thank you, 408.
Why are you 408? What was that for? Why you guys consistently want to just continue to throw mud on me when I'm down? Why would you add on to that? Kick me when I'm down. That's just horrible. It's not right. Talk about Dubs. Supposed to be a hype day, and all of a sudden it's turning into low.
You know what? You're right.
The pigs
you're
and
right.
The cows and the manure and waste plants. Come
I think,
on.
I think we can spin this a
Let's
positive way.
Let's go into hype. Let's go into hype.
All right. I'll spin it a positive way. I do like the fact that the gentleman from Lemoore called us up and said, you know, his daughter's graduating, got two tickets to the game tonight as graduation gift, coming up to support the Warriors. Not coming up to sit there and, you know, schmooze clients and check out the new hot thing in town. They're going up there to stand and cheer and make some noise. Now, if we can get another 20,000 to do that, we should be okay tonight. Because tonight is not about you, your clients, impressing your new girlfriend or boyfriend. Tonight's about the Warriors. It's about making noise. This is for the community.
And that person from Lemoore is probably going to be the loudest person cheering because they're from there. They're going to get after these country
folks. They're loud down
there. Yes. That's how we do it.
Yeah, speak over machinery and the mooing of cows.
Joe. Little
and the clucking of
watch yourself. I'm here trying to support you. If you got a problem with the supportive takes, I can just go right back to the manure.
I was thinking about the bleeding of sheep, but you went with the mooing of cows, and I just couldn't contain it.
The what of sheep?
The bleeding of sheep.
That's called bleating?
What are you doing
I think
to
so, B-L-E-A-T.
Whoa.
Bleat.
Oh, wow.
Be
look
careful
that.
What you
I'll look it up for
sheep.
Confirmation.
Sattamore,
only
before.
You and sheep, huh? Wow. Interesting dibs.
Proud of yourself, aren't you, for that one? See that smile on your face? You are so happy.
Billy was trying to jump.
You are so happy right now.
I have to hold my hands up and punch every now and then.
I didn't say anything was wrong with it. I'm all for you making a bestiality joke at Dibs' expense.
I'm just happy about bleat. Yes, thank you. B-L-E-A-T, people. Take the SAT
oh, we're
and
not, we're
me.
Not on that anymore. We're past that. We're past taking that. Shots
move
at you
on.
Now. We're going to the phones. We're going to the phones. 11-year NBA veteran. Turner Sports NBA analyst, one of the best in the business, kind enough to spend some time with us today. Greg Anthony joining Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Greg, thank you so much for your time. It's greatly appreciated. Warriors Rockets, game 5 tonight. From an outsider's perspective, tell us what you think of this series so far.
I think it's been brilliant. You have talent at the highest level. That you're going to see in the NBA. You have coaching also that I think is at the highest level. The chess match between these two. Nobody's getting tricked. Everybody knows what the other does, and it's just a matter of whose will is going to be stronger. And you think about the four games, these two teams are separated by 1 point. I mean, that just kind of speaks to the parity. They just played a seven-game series a year ago, so I really don't see a scenario where we're not looking at seven again, and tonight should be a hell of a battle.
In order for the Warriors to win tonight back on their home court, do they need to match the physicality that Houston's shown, or is it just as simple as them playing their game up-tempo, shooting threes, and not being deterred by the physicality?
It's much more than that. Listen, this Warrior team, as good as it is, and it could still ultimately win a world championship, it's not as good as they've been in years past, first. Secondly, they're trying to do something that hadn't happened in 50 years, which is to make it a 5 consecutive finals. You know, so what they're poised to try and do is very, very difficult. And then they're going up against a very motivated, very talented, and very confident Houston Rockets team. So it's going to be a challenge. Listen, you saw something in game 4. Steph Curry played 43 minutes. He has not played 43 minutes in a regulation game in the postseason since Steve Kerr has been the coach. And part of that is because they don't have the depth that they've had in years past. And so it makes the moves that Steve can make with this roster all the more difficult. So they're going to have to figure out a way to get Clay, I think, going offensively. He's had his struggles. And, again, it's not just him struggling. It's the Rockets have been really good defensively. And if they can do that, and obviously KD and Steph continue to play at a high level, then they got to feel good about their chances on their home floor.
Greg, I got to go down memory lane. Forget this game. I got to talk about when you were at UNLV, you, Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, all those guys. I was a Fresno State guy, looking from a distance, had 16 years in NFL. But now, what was that like, just being on that team in that era? How amazing, or what was that experience like?
It was incredible. You know what it is, though? You don't really, and you, a perfect example, when you're in college and in the moment, you have no world perspective. You don't have no historical context. You're just a freaking kid going to school playing sports, like hoping one day maybe you can become a pro, hoping that you can have success in college, but you're not really thinking of it from a big picture perspective. And so to have been a part of it, now being able to look back, you have perspective, you have context, you have more of an appreciation. You guys heard, I'm sure, after Tiger Woods won the Masters, he talked about how he really hadn't processed it yet. You know, like, because, and now this is a guy who's been as accomplished in his respective sport as anybody ever, and he couldn't process it. So you imagine what a kid at 19, 20, you know, when you're going through this, you really don't understand. It also kind of helps you. You're kind of oblivious to, you know, the pressures and the realities of it. But it was an awesome experience for me personally, because I grew up in Las Vegas, huge fan of Coach Stark and the Running Rebels. And then to be able to go there and be a part of his legacy and win a national championship, that was something that, you know, you'll never, ever forget. To be able to have my jersey hanging in the rafters is an awesome honor. But you really don't. You just, I'm more appreciative of it now than I was even when we won it. And I love winning it, don't get me wrong, but it's just completely different now looking back. You know, the memories are something that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Greg Anthony joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. How should the Warriors approach defending James Harden? You probably can't just assign one guy to him all game. Kevin Durant has had a lot of success defending Harden, but how taxing is it to be not only the team's primary scoring option, but also the number one defender against the other team's primary scoring option?
Well, you just hit it right there on the head. I mean, first and foremost, when you're playing 43 minutes, 44 minutes, with the level of intensity and focus that it takes in the postseason, the physicality that you talked about, he's not going to be able to do it for the entire game. One. Two, you don't want to risk him getting in foul trouble and then having to alter his game, because offensively he's so vital right now when you look at the Warriors. But having said all of that, I think a bigger key is also you don't want other guys hurting you. You know, James Harden is such a great player, just like Durant and Curry, that no matter how good you are defensively, great players are going to have success. They just are. I mean, and that's in any sport. Like, the great ones are going to find a way to have an impact. What I'd be more concerned with is the fact that Eric Gordon has torched us the last two games. You know, he's been a huge X factor. P.J. Tucker, we know what he does defensively, but, you know, getting double-doubles. Like, you've got to try to focus on the guys you can control, you know, and not let them have those. A lot of times are the difference makers. James Harden is basically doing what he's done since he's been there. So he's not the reason necessarily why the Rockets are winning, because he's going to, you know, call for all that attention. It's that Eric Gordon, P.J. Tucker, Capella, those guys are having a huge impact, and you want to limit their opportunities, their good looks, their easy plays, and if you can do that, then you can kind of offset. You know, this is a defensive-minded series. This isn't a series where teams are putting up 130. This is a defensive-oriented series where both teams know each other, so you want to try to take away those opportunities from that supporting cast, not allow those guys to have those monster games like we've seen from Eric Gordon, because now we can withstand a James Harden monster game. We can't withstand him having a big game and then those other guys having a huge impact as well.
And getting outscored by 27 points from the three-point line certainly doesn't help. Yeah. How surprised are you that Houston's been able to not only compete with the Warriors while going small, but get the better of what is known as the Hamptons 5 lineup?
Yeah, well, part of the problem is the depth or lack thereof for Golden State. And it's I'm actually wanting to see if Steve will change his lineup and go away from the Hampton 5, because what happens is now I feel like Houston's comfortable against that lineup. Like, they've seen it enough It's kind of like if you're a baseball player, right, and you got to face a guy that throws 105 miles an hour. Well, if you've seen 50 or 60 of those 105-mile-an-hour fastballs, you can kind of make the adjustment and figure out how to attack it. And I think that's something that's happened. And it also, by putting Iguodala in your starting lineup, it further depletes your bench.
Sure. Right?
Because Sean Livingston's not giving you what you had before. And now you're asking guys to come in and play significant minutes in situations where they're not as comfortable. And so I think you might see a scenario where he may go away from that lineup tonight just to give Houston something else to think about and give his bench a chance to have a bit more of an impact with Iguodala coming off of it.
Hey, when you're talking, Greg, when you're talking about this team and this matchup and how everything's being equal on certain levels, what about the physicality of this game? When the Warriors getting it out rebound by 20, is this team just a better rebounder, or is rebounding an attitude, is a mindset? How do you view that?
Yeah, I think that's a great question and point. Listen, when you play at this level against these two teams, they know each other inside and out, right? They played each other multiple times in the postseason. They went to the conference finals and played 7 games last year. They've been on this collision course for a long time. So it really does come down to the mental toughness and the physicality, because you're not going to trick anybody. Like, you're not going to do anything tonight in this game that either team is not mentally or physically prepared for. Then it does come down oftentimes to who is the one that's able to make those tough plays. Who comes up with those 50-50 balls? Who comes up with those loose balls or offensive rebounds that you kick out for the three? Who gets the deflections? All those things really play even more of a role in a series, and that's the beauty of a 7-game series, right? Our sport, it's unique in this respect. Like, in football and baseball and even in hockey, all those sports, you grow up all your life, you're playing series, even when you're in high school and college. Like, in basketball, it's always single elimination until you get to the pros. Like, you lose in high school once in the playoffs, you're out. College, you lose once, you're out. In the pros, you got to play 7 times potentially. And so that in and of itself creates more challenges for coaching staff and personnel, because those guys know you really well. And so oftentimes you mentally just have to be stronger in order to execute at the highest level. And tonight's going to be another one of those challenges. And I think you guys are on point with the physicality of it. Houston has been the more physical team because they're built that way. Draymond Green's a physical guy. Andre Iguodala's a physical guy. You know, Klay Thompson's a physical guy. So they have physicality there. But they're going to need somebody else. I don't know if it's an X factor off the bench or just a high-level performance from that core nucleus of Golden State. But, listen, they're also playing a team in Houston that is really confident. Like, Houston believes they're better than Golden State. Like, and Golden State knows Houston believes it. And so, like, they don't have the psychological edge that they're going to have on some other teams. And so that creates, in and of itself, a challenge. But, listen, it's going to be a hell of a game, I think. I think it's going to be close again. All 4 games have basically come down to the last possession. I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And you know, I do have a sneaky suspicion that this one's going to be a competitive game as well. And listen, as fans, we're all excited to watch it. I know there's more anxiety in Golden State right now because there's a bit more of a bias. But, you know, you're getting to watch the game played at the highest level. I mean, you're watching the best players, some guys that are going to go down as some of the all-time greats who have ever laced it up. And, man, just sit back and enjoy it.
TNT continues its unrivaled NBA playoff coverage tonight with a must-see doubleheader of Game 5s. Celtics-Bucks at 5 p.m., Rockets-Warriors at 7:30, Greg Anthony, 11-year NBA veteran, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Greg, we know you're traveling. Travel safe. We look forward to hearing you on the call. And thanks so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. You guys be good and enjoy.
You too. Thank you very much. TNT is the exclusive TV home of the 2019 NBA Eastern Conference Finals, with live coverage beginning next week. It is a Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Freeman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. To the Chilton Auto Body text line we go, 95795. From the 650, how do you get to Lemoore? Head east until you smell it, then head south until you step in.
Is that why you were laughing so hard with
this?
Wow.
Yes, I was laughing my rear end off during that interview for 2 reasons.
Oh, my God.
That text, and then we have the news on, and they did a segment on people just driving their cars around and chucking their trash out the window.
Oh,
and
man.
I could not stop laughing at how insane that is. You're just, you know, you get fast food or whatever, and you're driving, and it's just, man, take the bag, the whole bag.
Oh, coach.
Not like a french fry or something, and you just chuck the whole thing out the window.
That's what you see.
As if that is somehow, some way acceptable.
We don't do that in Lemoore. So, you know, all you haters, oh, just go till you smell it. We use stuff. We recycle. We use manure. We do all that great stuff. And, you know, by the way, we feed you guys. So all this crap that everyone's talking about, Lemoore, you know, $75 billion ag every year. So when you guys talk about Lemoore, oh, yeah, and in Southern California, we give you your water. So everyone's sitting here talking about the Central Valley and all those things you got to do. Be happy. You need us. This is a little theory. You want. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going
to
leave it alone.
You like
really struck a nerve there.
Yeah.
I'm going to relax. It's hype. It's just a hype show. It's about the Warriors. It's not about Lemoore.
Well, now it's about people throwing trash out the window. I kind of took us in that direction.
And it happens all the time in my neighborhood in Oakland, and it infuriates me to no end because, to your point, it's a full bag of food from whatever fast food restaurant.
It's not like a
french fry. No, it's an entire bag. So you finish up, and instead of just keeping it all in there and finding a garbage can, you just chuck it out the window onto my neighboring street. It infuriates me. That and the illegal dumping that happens as well.
It happens in your neighborhood, and you happen to live there. Causation or correlation?
It would be a correlation, I think. I don't think I caused it. I think a greater cause would be, bless you, the people of Lemoore that generate all the food that then in turn gets purchased. And then the garbage from that food gets thrown in the street. So I would say there's a greater cause in Lemoore than there is in the town.
For you to do that, that's wrong, creating the food. I mean,
it's genius. You just went on about 75 million pounds, this and that, water, food, water. Okay, you're responsible.
No, it's good that it
you don't get it both ways over there, coach.
It's good that it irritated you, so it's great that you understand.
That's like saying we provide the water, which you drink, which you then urinate, and because a little bit splashed on the seat in there,
you like this,
it's your fault for providing the water.
Thank you, Lemoore. Come on in, Lemoore. Come on in, Lemoore.
How did this turn like this every friggin' time?
Good question.
Oh, man. They have video of the guy just driving
just
down the street,
stuff.
Throwing his bag out the window.
It just infuriates me.
How? Think about the mindset of that. Just everything that
lazy.
Goes into that mindset. Just laziness, disrespect. Like you can't just pull up somewhere and. First of all, you're clearly buying the fast food and eating it in your car, which means you're not really paying attention to driving. But we're all going to be willing to overlook that because, God forbid, in society we get mad about anything. So then when you're done with your meal that you ate while driving and probably while texting, you took the bag and you can't be bothered with it anymore because you're finished. So you just chuck it out the window.
Straight out,
the street.
Coach.
Because you can't wait till you stop you the car and find the trash.
Beyond irritates me. And you look at, I mean, there's so
Dennis
much garbage.
Red. He's getting redder, I should say.
When you look around at our great cities here and you can go from Santa Rosa all the way down to Morgan Hill, the amount of garbage that we just discard on the streets and in the oceans and on the trails,
bad.
It saddens me.
It's going to happen again tonight. The Warriors are going to have to discard the Rockets. Don't be surprised if you're driving around and you just see a bunch of Rocket players thrown all over the highway like trash, because that's what's going to happen tonight.
Old pocket rockets. Let them launch.
Just throw Chris Paul out.
I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah. Forget that guy. The great thing about that guy is that this is a big game tonight. He's not a big game guy. You got big game Bob, which he doesn't like that name, which is very unfortunate. Big Shot Bob, yeah. You got a lot of guys who are known for big moments. David Ortiz famously showed up in several big moments in that great Yankee debacle against the Sox back in the day. You got players who are known for showing up in the big moments. Brady with the ball with 2 minutes to go. You might as well turn the TV off. You
turn
know
it
how
off.
It ends. It's only a matter of whether or not the guy makes the extra point because Brady's taking you down the field.
We saw this story. Yeah,
Chris
we
Paul,
see that.
Big stage, bright lights. That's too much. And it's too much. Chris Paul's a nice regular season guy.
And that's why I like what Greg Anthony was talking about and what he alluded to. I thought it made a lot of sense. It's kind of crystal clear, Daniel, in the way that he laid that out.
What, the UNLV part you asked about?
No. It's not about that. That was something that I just wanted to ask. I mean, here's a guy that I watched watch, you know, Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, those guys. And, you know, Tark was end up coming to Fresno afterwards and doing those things.
They got to live
some moments. It was just unbelievable.
So I went to college with Greg Anthony's best friend from high school, but I found a way to refrain from injecting my personal agenda.
We don't care really about that.
Nobody cares about your fascination with UNLV 30 years later.
You saw him. He went down memory lane with us. He took us. So he got it.
Doing a hype show here for Game 5. We're not doing a reflective UNLV beat Fullerton back in 1990. And Stacey Ogman had 18 and 11.
Yeah, Fullerton.
Glad you were able to get that into the program. But anyway, go ahead.
You guys were gas fire. I went
to Northridge, not Fullerton. Okay. Let's get it right.
Anywho.
Shout out Phil Nevin.
I thought what he made, Joe, the point that I want to get back to.
I'm not listening. No disrespect to you. I can't listen to anything right now.
Okay. He alluded to what the Warriors need to understand. And he said, greatness is going to be great, and it's going to do, and it's going to shine its brightest when the stage is set. And he was talking about Harden. He said, you can't control him. You just hope to contain him. Harden's going to get his. He said, but what is the Warriors going to do about the others? That's the thing. That's the way they became the Brady Bunch. You got to make sure that the bunch of guys that they have, they can't beat you. You can't allow Gordon, Chris Paul, Capella, all the other guys, that's who you have to limit. Chris Paul, Harden is going to be Harden. He's going to get his 30 to 40 points. That's just what he does. Hopefully they can limit him under 30 would be huge. But the other guys can't have 20. The other guys can't do 15.
How about this? How about just let James Harden go off and just worry about everybody
else?
I don't think Harden can hit 105 points tonight.
I thought that was very, very well laid out.
Good point by you.
By Greg Anthony. Daniel.
It was a good point by Greg Anthony that he regurgitated. That was like a mama bird take where you got to regurgitate the food so the baby bird can eat.
Maybe his best friend would have came up with something better.
Chris Pippen's a great sprinter back in Las Vegas. Maybe next time we have him on, we can talk about high school.
He's not any record.
510, Chilled Autobody text line. Hey, Dibs, would throwing away an apple core out the window be acceptable?
Yes, because it's biodegradable. You understand the idea of biodegradability.
It's the text line. I'm just asking you. I'm not judging you.
He just asked the question. Calm down.
Asking if that would be acceptable. I find it to be an interesting question.
It's actually a stupid question, because if you understand the biodegradability of food, you would understand that the apple will eventually become part of the earth. And so it's actually not only okay, it's recommended that you throw the apple core somewhere where it can go back to the cycle of life.
So now society is just going to be driving around throwing apples out the window all day?
Yes, or eggs. If you happen to have some eggs, you can always throw an egg.
Save them for the parade.
Is paper biodegradable? You bury it, and would it go back under dirt? What would happen?
Not if, like, paper that's been made in a mill and, you know, used with chemicals in it. But if you're talking about a piece of parchment, then yes. You understand the difference, right?
What? The words that are coming into this show today.
Because I have seen...
Bleat,
you know,
Joe, is the word of the day. Bleat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like parchment.
I didn't see either. Go ahead. Keep going.
You're going down some road, and I want to find out where we're going.
We did establish at the beginning of the show that we were going to be positive today. It's nice to take shots at each other. Let's not go too far. Lo, you did a nice job serving the role of punching bag during the Lamar conversation. And
thank you. Good bleed.
Hey, we're trying to ease up here. We got Game 5 tonight. It's a hype show. We also said it's a puke and rally show. We puked yesterday after Game 4. We had a beer. We're rallying this morning. That's what we're doing. We're rallying in preparation of Game 5. So, we can make fun of each other, but let's not go too far with it.
I can't wait to ask Matt Bullard about his time with Roy Marble at Iowa. Memories of the Big Ten Championship.
Matt Bullard
at
9:10.
How great was that? Let's see what's more memory moment. I think it's not even close.
Chris Haynes at 9:35. Someone on the text line, very clever. Please don't bet. Joe, please don't bet on the Warriors tonight. The way you're running, you would mush them. Can't say... I disagree.
That's a good point.
With the assessment. If it takes me not betting on this game to win, I will not bet on it. I'm not betting on the Rockets. I'm not going to reverse mush. I will abstain in the interest of the people and the team. I will do my part.
Load up, everyone. You heard that.
Well, I think the real question is, where does Lostradamus lean? Because, Lo, you've been on an NBA playoff heater, and that's, you know, I can put aside my personal distaste for you and your material this segment to just point out that you have been running hot. So you know, fans don't want to go on Fortenbaugh because you've been a little bit cold in baseball.
Thanks.
Just, you know, trying to underplay
a little bit cold.
Maybe just a tad.
It's, you know, it's 55 degrees outside. It's not bad. The baseball thing's a clown show.
Lo, you've been on a heater, though. And I don't know how you did last night with those games. You probably were on the correct side.
No, last night I went 1-1.
Lost the juice.
I lost the first game. You know,
good take.
The you know,
what the hell game was it?
Rockets.
They're done.
Yeah,
here's what's going to happen with Philadelphia. Brown's fired. Trade Embiid. Yeah. Start the process all over again. That's it. It's over.
No,
the process 2.0.
No? They won't break.
But you lose trust.
You got
trust in the
process.
You're
done. It's over. It's been 6 years. It's not working. It's over. Last night was a humiliation. You can lose. You can lose a basketball game. That happens.
They start over.
You don't get embarrassed like that in game five.
Portland got embarrassed.
Yeah, they did.
So
but,
you
know, they're not. They're not called the process. They don't have 65 all stars on the team,
and they're down a starter too. We forget that they lost their big man Nurkic earlier in the playoffs. So that definitely has been a factor.
Portland getting beat like that's fine. Portland's put on a show. The Sixers were an embarrassment. Embiid and his clown show antics. Oh, great windmill dunk. What happened the next night? Nothing. What happened last night? Nothing. He's got a whole bunch of nothing. Last night before the game, Embiid's fighting through congestion. What does that mean? Does he have allergies? Is the pollen count too high for him tonight? Shut up. Everybody's got some sort of BS ailment. Embiid is fighting congestion. Then you know what? Take the night off. God forbid you've taken off more than 60% of the game since you arrived in Philly. That's a fun fact number. He's missed over 60% of the game since he got to Philly. 60. I didn't say 6.
Man.
I said 60.
I love Dibs when one of his team, well, when his hometown teams are going through something like that.
You mean like when they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago? How'd that feel? Over your boy Brady getting teabagged.
I recall all of us picking New England that year. We all were hoping
Minnesota.
You'd go down.
Yeah, I remember the entire show was rooting against
you.
All of you. Now, you rooting for Brady is one thing.
You were,
but Dibs, who lives in Oakland, to root for Brady, and Anna to root for Tom Brady as well, shows
he's from
the hatery that I deal with on a regular basis.
He's from the Bay Area.
But he's from the Bay Area.
Yeah, sure. Tough rules. How's everyone feel about that
We
phrase?
All followed him at Sarah Tuck High School back in 1983.
Exactly.
Sure, we all knew about him.
Problem is, you all thought you were being cute, and you all got teabagged.
You were scared. You tried to reverse it. You're like, oh, yeah, they're winning. You didn't think he had a
scared. I bet more money on that game than on anything I've ever bet on in my life. Now, granted, it was the national anthem and not the actual game, but it still counts.
That was good. I mean,
I will never forget my mother looking at me. Diehard Eagle fan. Love her to death. She rides and dies with that team. She is legit. And I never, because the family's out because it's Chubbs' birthday, it's Super Bowl weekend. And I will never forget, right as the game was about to start, her looking at me just going, here we go. This is all I've ever won in my life. She's ever won is just one Super Bowl. That's it. Here we go. I hope we can get this. And I just remember thinking to myself, I don't give a damn anymore. I just won that anthem bet. I'm good. I am good, Carol. I don't care what happens in this game.
You can go ahead and turn this off.
Yeah, and then like two plays later, Torrey Smith dropped the pass, and I was screaming and yelling. But yeah, we could turn the game off. Hey, yeah. Put on American Idol or whatever anyone cares to watch.
There we go.
But there's where we're at.
Yeah.
We're in a situation where we can have a little fun here because I think we're all feeling pretty confident tonight. That's not to say arrogant. It's to say confident. Home teams win every game in this series, and the one thing to remember – I'm saying this, I was doing some other radio show yesterday, and they're asking, yeah, you know, how nervous? It's a big game. You know what? Warriors play big games. They know big games. Nobody knows more big games than the Warriors over the last 5 years. Nobody. Has anyone come close? This isn't even registering on the big game radar for them. This ain't game 7 of the NBA Finals. This isn't down 3-1 to OKC, down 2-1 to Memphis, down 3-2 to Houston last year.
Throw it all out, and we got a 3-game series. Say, you know what? The series just began. We got it the best of three. That's how you got to look at it.
Get some. Hashtag for tonight. Get
some. It's the best of three. Say, look, it's two. Those games didn't count. Now it starts. We're at home. Going three, you know, best of three.
Who's on the call tonight? Who's on the call for TV? If we don't hear at least one reference from one of the broadcasters on the call tonight about how deafening it is inside that building, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of you. Tonight is not about you and your clients and your boyfriends and your girlfriends and all that stuff. Tonight's about making noise.
Yeah.
It's about the community coming together. How dare we even consider the idea of Chris Little Game Paul showing up and winning the final game at Oracle Arena and then going back to Houston and ending this series. Not on our watch. Can't let that happen.
That place is going to be rocking.
It better be.
Oh, my God. People are ringing.
Better be like Lemoore during the harvest season.
The cowbells are going to be ringing because, why? You guys heard someone from Lemoore. They said they're getting on their horse and their buggy, and they're coming over to the game, and they're going to be bringing the bell. So that place is going to be rocking.
Let's go. Final hour of the show is next. Jolo and Dibs, live from Lemoore here in 95.7 The Game.
Warriors, Rockets, Game 5.
It's good! Kevin Durant nailed it!
Coverage starts tonight at 6, tip-off at 7:30, only on 95.7. The Game.
Right now, all across the U.S., there are millions of children without internet at home.
Hey, announcer person. Why are you painting this sad picture of my life? You don't know me. I have internet at home. I'm crushing it.
Same here. So quit it with that sad piano music. Now that's something I can listen to while I crush AP Calculus and everything else I do. I've always had the skills. I just needed high-speed internet at home. And with Internet Essentials from Comcast, I have that. So now I can stay on top of my homework.
Mind if I do my announcer thing now?
Sure, I need to get out of this commercial anyway.
Go get him, Sonia.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 6 million low-income people to low-cost, high-speed internet at home. So they're ready for anything. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/internetessentials.
If you order food for work meetings, you know that reliability is everything. That's why sales reps, admins, and business pros trust EasyCater.com. With EasyCater, you can find reliable local restaurants, check ratings, and order online. EasyCater's five-star customer service team always has your back 24/7. They track every order and make sure your food arrives on time. For your next meeting, go to EasyCater.com or download the app. EasyCater, business catering made easy.
Hey, are you ready for a good time?
The star of Comedy Central's Daily Show is coming live, Trevor Noah.
He eats here. He sleeps here. I'm like, does he know we're here? You can touch anything.
Trevor Noah, Loud and Clear Tour. Saturday, December 7th, the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Can we take a selfie? Or even Instagram? I'll just put hashtag the man.
Hashtag Loud and Clear Tour.
I need a new TV, but I don't want anything fancy.
How about an LG small screen TV for $99?
Sounds good, but maybe a little bigger?
Okay, a 50-inch 4K TV for $249, or even a 55-inch for $399.
That's more like it. Where are those deals? Online? At the club?
Nope, right here in town, at Video Only.
I thought they sold high-end models.
They've got the best deals on the top-rated sets, but Video Only also has budget TVs, starting at $99.
Okay. What about a TV sound system?
There's a Yamaha soundbar with great sound.
For $200?
Nope, just $99 at Video Only.
I need to check these guys out.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael, Video Only.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions. Like this. Check it out. Question: what animals besides humans have chins?
can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919. New residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts in 3 bill. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
We have the need to understand the mysteries around us. Is it possible to heal a body even before birth? Is it possible to turn back the clock and reverse aging in the brain? Is it possible to eliminate disease from the face of the earth? And is it possible to ensure advances like these benefit not just some, but all of us? UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Everyone loves a twofer, a BOGO, buy one, get one free. You see ads for them all the time, but not on gasoline. But here's one, sort of. You probably know Chevron with Techron gives you unbeatable cleaning power. But did you know that you also get, and this is proven, unbeatable gas mileage? That's right. No gas gets better mileage than Chevron with Techron. So that's unbeatable cleaning and unbeatable
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.